The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
See, when you're living what this Bible says, you're going to have a whole bunch of evidence that you can't hide. That you're living. You can't hide this mall. You can't hide what God has given to me by faith, because faith brings God on the scene, and God is not a small God.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, today's message is entitled, Getting into the Driver's Seat. This is an example of the enemy as he tries to hitchhike. You know, you're driving down the road and pick up a hitchhiker, and next thing you know, it sits in the back, you know, and then as you keep talking and discussing, he wants to move to the front and sits on the passenger side. And then you keep driving, and next thing you know, it takes over the driver's seat. That's the way Satan works. He just creeps right into people's lives, and the next thing you know, he's taken control. Well, we're going to stop that. Praise God. We're talking about God wants you in the driver's seat. He wants you in control of your destiny. Let's go into it and we'll show you how to take control. It's called Getting in the Driver's Seat.
I think I've shared with you before that Satan is a thief. And that he'll be on the road hitchhiking. And if you pick him up, he'll first sit in the back. Then as you go, he'll ask to move into the passenger seat. And then if you keep him in that car, he will eventually put you out, take your car, and he'll get in the driver's seat. I think without faith, you are not in the driver's seat. I don't care how you look at your situation, how you look at yourself. If there's no faith there, you're not in the driver's seat. Now, somebody else may be praying for you, but God wants you in the driver's seat. Say amen. Amen. And to put the devil out. Right alongside the road, just stop the car and put him out. God wants us to build violent faith. Now, let's go over to that. Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. What do you think the force is that we use?
Faith.
Praise God. Now, why is faith such a force? Because when you're in faith, you're in partnership with God. You're in partnership with God. Faith releases God's ability. Well, this idea of faith, it puts you in the driver's seat because it puts you in control over the affairs of this life and in your life. It's an invisible force from God and is capable of doing all kinds of things. Now, I got a lot of notes here because God gave me a lot on this. I felt an urgency from God to teach on faith. To teach on faith. Now, what is my objective? What am I looking for? I'm trusting that you will develop great faith. You will develop great faith. Now, developing faith is both nutrition and exercise. So you have the Bible says, man shall not live by what? Bread alone, but by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So the word of God is considered food. My job is to prepare a meal for you. and your job is to eat it. But Jesus, the Bible says, and if you look at Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, it talks about Jesus being the author and finisher of our faith. If you look at that same scripture in the NIV translation, let's put it up there, please. In the NIV translation, it says, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. So Jesus is with us in the person of the Holy Spirit, perfecting our faith. So he is not allowing you to eat and just sit there. That'd be against what he's trying to do, because it comes. You just can't eat and not exercise. I mean, I advise everybody, just if you could just walk down the street, you know, and so forth. If you can't walk down your street, then walk here. Just come around here, walk around the building. But some kind of exercise, because it's good for your muscles, it's good for your limbs, so forth and so on. But as you exercise the word, then faith comes to fullness. It comes to its perfected state. It comes so that it will do something for you, that each time you work that level of faith, then there's another level that God's going to take you to. Let me show you who's watching you. Look at that same verse, Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1 in the Message translation, please. In the Message translation, please. Okay? He says, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blazed the way, all these veterans cheering us on, it means we better get on with it. Strip down, start running, and never quit. No extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, my point to you is even the Bible talks about trim down, get yourself ready. Now, when he's speaking about that, true enough, you need to do it for the physical man, but he's saying the spiritual man. Let's go back to Ephesians again, and Ephesians chapter 3. He's talking about this spiritual man. Look what he says in verse 14 again. For this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be what? Strengthened with what? Might by his what? Spirit in where? Your inner man. Your inner man. Now, women don't have no problem with this. He said inner man, so just say inner man. Praise God. We know that it's you. We have two genders out here, but he's talking about in the spirit. So this is the inner person that he wants strengthened. Now, the state of your inner man is that which determines the dimension of faith that you can operate in. The state of the inner man is that which determines the dimension of faith you're going to be able to operate in. So I've got to develop the inner man. I've got to get in here and develop it. Look what it says in Romans chapter 4 and verse, let's start at verse 17. This is talking about Abraham. As is it written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against in hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not what in faith? Weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was what? Strong in faith, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, he was also able to perform. I read one man's book. He was talking about faith. And he said something. He said, faith in us should be so well built and developed until if the doctor said this or that, not that he doesn't make a proper diagnosis, but you would receive it just like you would receive somebody telling you that this man is going to have a baby. It would be that ludicrous. This one man said they even told him that he had high blood pressure. He said, I can't have it. And it ended up he didn't. Now, my point to you is that as you're going through this world, wickedness become more wicked, deception become more deceptive, and so forth. And I'm just saying, somewhere we're going to have to be strong in the Lord. And to be strong in the Lord, you're going to have to be strong in faith, because God is not going to move for you outside the capacity of the faith of your spirit man. It should be ludicrous when the enemy gives you some bad report. Let's look over there. Genesis chapter 37. Let's look at that. Now, this is when the story of Joseph and how Joseph was raised with his brothers, and he had a dream and told his brothers, and they were envious. And then they took him, of course, they were going to kill him at first, but decided not to and threw him in a pit. But they took his coat, and they put blood from an animal on his coat. They brought the blood and animal and the blood on the coat back to his father. In verse 33 of Genesis chapter 37, and he knew it and said, it is my son's coat. An evil beast has devoured him. Joseph is without doubt rent in pieces. Got it? Was that the truth?
No.
Because you have to answer every problem with the Word of God. Because it's just when your faith is strong. See, and look what he said in verse 35. And all his sons and his daughters rose up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted. And he said, I will go down to my grave with my son mourning. Thus his father wept for him. Now I want you to see this. Because if you look here at chapter, glory to God, in Genesis chapter 42, you will see here, and it says, now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do we look upon another, one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us thence, that we may live and not die. Now notice what's happening. What's happening is now where he's supposed to have faith to produce whatever he needs, wherever he was when he needed it. Now he has dropped his faith because he thinks his son has been killed, when over here coming back, glory to God. See, I'm getting this thing now. I'm seeing that when God says something about you, the enemy, his job is to take that confidence away. Yes. Why? So that he can remove and steal what God has provided for you. Are you with me here? And I'm telling you folks, glory to God, that faith moves the hand of God, meaning that God, when your faith is released, God goes into action. Now, when God goes into action, is anything too hard for the Lord? Now, I'm saying that because even if Joseph was dead in pieces, God could still put the pieces back together and bring that boy out of the woods. Let's go over to Mark chapter 5, please. If there's nothing too hard for God, he means nothing. I'm saying anything, anybody, whatever the case may be. Now, I'm going to hit some things here, and I hope I don't hit your favorite bumper sticker, but I'm going to hit some things here. And you got to believe the Bible rather than you know, whatever. What I said here, I talked about six things that are steps to rising to the top. And I said one of them is, do not adjust the Word of God to fit your lifestyle. You adjust your lifestyle to fit the Word of God. And then also I said that don't mistaken your condition for your portion. Didn't I say that? Well, what God said about you in terms of the blessing, you need to come back to the blessing and find out what He said. Because whatever He said for you, that's what He's going to do. Now, the enemy's job, of course, is to take away your confidence in God, take away your confidence in the Word. Why? Because he knows that without that, you can't get in the driver's seat. Look what he said. This is in Mark chapter 5, verse 22. He said, and behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue to Jairus by name. And when he saw him, taught Jesus, he fell at his feet, and he besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. Now watch this. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, she was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she knew in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing himself that virtue went out of him, turned about and in the press and said, now who touched my clothes? The disciples said to him, Master, you see the multitude thronging thee, and said, thou who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down at his feet and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy what? Faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. He didn't even say God's power made you whole, did he? Because God's power is available for you right now. But you plug in by what? Faith. By faith. And look what he said, verse 35. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Don't trouble. Why trouble the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard this word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Only what? Believe. Now, this is what he's saying, because he's saying, wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you got to believe that with God, all things are possible here. I don't care whether she's dead or not. Look at John. John chapter 11, please. Over in John chapter 11, this is when Jesus raised Jairus from the dead. Now, I'm just speaking of dead folks now, because people think when you're dead, you're gone. Hold on. Wait a minute. Look what he says here. This is John chapter 11 and verse 39. And then Jesus said, take ye away the stone. And Martha, his sister of him that was dead, said unto him, Lord, by this time he's stinking, meaning that his body is decomposing. So what? I believe you can get folks up from the grave. I believe in these last days, people going to be developed faith to such a degree that when Satan has destroyed somebody and killed somebody and they use their faith and it's powerful enough, that person going to show up for dinner that next night. Now, what you do with this kind of talk is you go beyond people who are not looking to develop great faith. They are looking for positions. They are looking for to be a teacher for you and a preacher for you, but not living for you what this Bible said. See, when you're living what this Bible said, you're going to have a whole bunch of evidence that you can't hide. That you're living. You can't hide this mall. You can't hide what God has given to me by faith, because faith brings God on the scene, and God is not a small God. It is too much people that are pontificating but not living by faith. And what we got to do is we got to hold everybody accountable. If you're in the kingdom, where is it? Let me see what you got. Come on. Let me see the evidence of what you have done that your faith has pulled off so that we can validate the fact that man's got faith. That woman's got faith. It's not enough that you show up. It's enough that you demonstrate, because the world is waiting on it. Plus the fact, how many things that are still left in the invisible realm that are not here yet because the church has not developed the proper faith? And I'm telling you, if we had that kind of witness, a bunch of people would come into church and say, my God, this is what we need. Now, even Jesus in Mark chapter 6, he could do no mighty works. He could do no mighty works in his own hometown because of one reason. Why? They wouldn't believe what he said. And I'm telling you, if you sit around this long enough and you don't act on it, you can feed on it, but you don't exercise it, you will eventually be unpersuadable. That's called unbelief. Two kinds of unbelief. One is that you never heard it. Second is that you heard it, but you never want to act on it. And I'm saying to you and to all the body of Christ, it is time for us, if you are saved, show me your faith. And you do it by your works. And it's time for that. Folks, we got to cut out all this stuff. Church going is not going to get it today. You got church going and the world is getting worse. Turn to Mark chapter 4. This is going to be good. Because this is going to get you up off your rusty dusty. It really is. Because it's going to convict you. I'm using my faith and I'm the only one using my faith. Hey, wait a second. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. Everybody up in here got faith. All right, let's keep going. I'll tell you, we're going to walk by faith. And that's why I have the people that are here who are here for Faith Conference, because I need people with evidence. If your faith has no proof, it is a fake. And you are perpetuating religion. And religion can cause people to come in here and go out. The faith will cause people to change the world.
In this powerful faith lesson, Dr. Bill Winston encourages you to bring your faith to another dimension by wholeheartedly trusting in God. Through faith, you can overcome obstacles, detours, and anything that's trying to block or slow your progress. Bring faith to its fullest by exercising the Word and tap into God's ability, not your own. To order your copy of today's message in its entirety, contact us online at billwinston.org or call us at 1-800-711-9327. Get in the driver's seat of faith and change your life forever. Order this message today.
Well, I trust that you are blessed by that powerful teaching. Today is offering day on the broadcast. Now it's time where we give those who have been blessed by our broadcast an opportunity to sow into this ministry. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, he said, "He that soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he that soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully." And then it goes to verse 8. He said, "And God will make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to us in abundance, that we always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work." Now, what is he saying? Make all grace abound towards us. As you sow your seed, understand a grace is abounding toward you. Now, what is a grace? A grace is God's willingness to use his ability on your behalf, even though we don't deserve it. God's favor towards you. Now, when you get favor and God gives you favor, you'll get anything you request. It doesn't make any difference. Remember, Esther went before the king. Now, she was reluctant to go because if you didn't go into the king's chamber or into the king's room, whatever it was, and you were unannounced, then the king could have your head cut off. Well, her uncle Mordecai told her to go in there. She went in there, and when the king saw her, he pointed a scepter at Esther. She went and touched the scepter. He said, "Esther, whatever you want, I'll give it to you up to half of my kingdom." You see what I'm saying? I said, favor will give you anything you request. Suppose you want to request something from your boss, some time off. Suppose you want to request a raise. Glory to God. I'm talking about you can sow this seed for favor. See, even the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, favor. The Bible says, God said, "I'm going to give you favor." And notice what they did. They requested gold, silver, and some of those real expensive suits, and they got them. Why? Because of favor. When you sow your seed, believe God today for favor. You see, one day of favor is worth a whole lifetime of labor. Isn't that powerful? Praise God. Well, sow your seed today. Ask God what you should give. Sow that seed, and we will use it, put it to good use, broadcasting all over the world. So let's pray for you right now. As you hold your seed or keep it in mind or you're in your heart, let's pray. Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. Thank you so much for those who are sowing into this ministry. I pray that your favor, your grace, and you cause all grace and every favor to abound toward them now, that they always and under all circumstances, whatever the need, they're self-sufficient, having enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Lord, let it be so starting now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you so much. Praise God. Well, we enjoy bringing these teachings to you. It's been a blessing to us, and I trust that it's a blessing to you. Thank you so much. This is Bill Winston saying, we love you, and keep walking by faith.
The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.